studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Jim Brown here in Jim Brown's Common Sense. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com, broadcasting live from our home studios, Clear Channel Studios, WJBO in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Next week, we'll be in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Clear Channel Studios, broadcasting live from the Midwest. Looking forward to seeing a lot of folks up that way. And I'll have to give you a little personal note. I'm going to a high school reunion up that way. So, any event, be glad to see some old friends and also talk to all our listeners in the Midwest up that way. In the first portion of our program today, we talked about the winding down. It looks like there is some major effort to wind down in both Iraq and Afghanistan. We kind of looked back over 10 years, talked about the financial implications, how this country is dealing with a major financial crisis, and how far do we go? There are skirmishes that are going on all over the world, and it's a question now of deciding, do we pick and choose our fights? Are we America's peacekeeper? Are we the world's peacekeeper? And so how far do you go? Well, if you're going to withdraw, it's great to say, let's bring this thing to an end, but how do you get out? It's easy to get in. It's tough to get out. And a new book is out right now that is very timely as we consider a limited scope in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Dr. Joshua Gleason is joining me right now. His new book, Withdrawing Under Fire, Lessons Learned from Islamist Insurgencies. Dr. Gleason, glad you joined us here today on our Common Sense Show.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to bring that right off the bat because, like I say, we've seen some really difficult withdrawals after Vietnam, even coming out of Korea. And sometimes you leave a big mess when you get out. We think about getting in, but very rarely, even, you know, we're this mighty country that usually can dominate a local situation when we go in. We kind of have a game plan of getting in. We don't often think much about withdrawing, do we? What have you seen in looking over some of these skirmishes? We don't really plan too much, in my opinion, as to how we get out, and often it's a difficult way to define how you get out. Is that a fair statement or not?
That's absolutely a fair statement. And what I found in my book, looking at a whole number of case studies, is that when we think of more traditional wars, such as World War II, where there's a definitive victor, there's a definitive loser, we're able to declare victory. It's much easier than to be able to get out in a more strategic and organized fashion. Whereas when you're fighting against an insurgency force, you're fighting against the Taliban will never sign papers of surrender. And even if they do, then a Taliban II will come around and they decide that they're not going to sign issues of surrender. So it becomes much more difficult to be able to withdraw without looking as though we've left before we got the job done. And that significantly lowers our deterrence and can lead to an escalation of attacks because our enemies are then emboldened, saying, look, all we have to do is stick around for 10 years and keep up the fight, even if we're losing at certain points. But eventually they're going to withdraw, we're going to stay, and the people are going to have to follow what we want.
Well, I saw in the Wall Street Journal this week an article by a former Navy SEAL officer who had been very highly decorated, who said, look, we've kind of won in Iraq. Our goal from his perspective was to go in and to firm up the country so that the Iraqi government could take over and handle security and move forward. You think we've accomplished that? He says, let's just get every American out and turn it over to the Iraqis. And if they want to continue some kind of a civil war effort, that's fine. But it's just not our role to be this internal referee in a civil war. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, look, it's a very interesting concept, and I happen to believe that you have to withdraw once you've achieved your goals. If you overstay your goals, which is something that I saw in certain cases, for instance, when Israel entered Lebanon, they came in for a specific purpose originally, and that was to get the PLO out. And then the PLO left, Arafat flew out very famously, they went over to Tunisia, and the Israelis stayed. And what happened was Hezbollah was created instead. And then they had a whole other mess to deal with that they're dealing with till today. So in the situation of Iraq, we did essentially achieve our goals. We overthrew Saddam Hussein. We achieved a semi democratic country, never going to be like the United States, and never should we expect it to be. I think that it is in our best interest, though, and we did sign an actual agreement with that government that requested us to leave. Now, with that said, we do have to be concerned because we do have interest in the region, and we don't want all of our efforts in Iraq to have gone to have failed. Namely, in the fact that Iran is right next door, they are very interested in keeping the majority Shiite population in their pocket, and they're very interested in blooding the nose of the Americans any way that they can. They would like to hurt us. They've proven the ability to do so in the past, and they will likely do so in the future. So it's a fine line, but I do think that we should be able to say we withdrew our forces. I think the majority of forces should be withdrawn. I don't think that we need the majority of forces there. A much greater drawdown than there even is today. And technically, we should be withdrawing most of our troops by December 31st. And I think we have to consider a way of being able to monitor the Iranians by withdrawing. I mean, I think the Navy SEAL does make a very good argument in his case.
And, you know, what some people are saying about Iran is that, look, they were there before we got in. I think the Dawa party was based partly in Iran. That's a major party in Iraq. And there's been ties right there. On the other hand, there's a lot of Iraqis who don't like the Iranians. And so, you know, if there's some tensions between those two countries, well, that may be nothing wrong with that. It kind of brings a standoff and keeps a little bit uncertainty so that Iran can't dominate the situation. But, you know, you're just going to have to put up. Iran's going to be a thorn in our side and in the Middle East for a long time to come. And so I think you're reaching that same conclusion. You can't keep 100,000 troops there just because you're worried about what Iran might do two or three years down the line.
Not to mention, if Iran wanted to, they could severely escalate the situation, even with the 100,000 troops there. I tend to agree with what you just said. I would add that while the majority of Iraqis are Shiite, and Iran is a Shiite-dominated country by far, and considers itself the leader of the Shiite and Muslim worlds, at the same time, this goes back to long before even Islam existed. There has been a very, very big adversarial relationship between the Arabs and the Persians. And so even if they're both Shiite, Arabs tend to not always get along with the Persians. Going back many generations when they were both two great dynasties, two great empires, I actually think it's in our best interests to keep that flame alive. The Iran-Iraq War, when there was big trouble between those two countries, that kept us in some ways in less of a situation that we had to be concerned about because they were kind of dealing with one another. So if we're able to keep a situation where the Iraqis are strong enough to keep the Iranians in check, I think that would be a very big victory for the United States. But again, that's not our initial goal. Our initial goal we've already succeeded in. And we have to make sure that when we reach our goals, that we make it clear that that's why we're withdrawing. If we don't withdraw our troops and try and deal with Iran afterwards, then our goals are going to have to change completely. And then anything that the Iranians do to destabilize Iraq, they're going to say, well, look, they defeated the Americans because the American troops are leaving. But our goal was we had a completely different goal in mind after 9/11 when we went to Iraq. Saddam Hussein is gone. The majority of our troops can go, and we can keep Iran in check in a very different situation that saves a lot more American lives in the process.
Doctor, we're talking to Dr. Joshua Gleese. Great new book, Withdrawing Under Fire. You can get information about it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We're going to come back and talk to Dr. Gleese a little bit more. I got some questions about defining our goals in Iraq and Afghanistan. So get yourself a fresh cup of coffee. We'll come back with Dr. Gleese right here on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Learning lessons that it's easy to get involved, but it's awfully hard to get out, particularly when it comes to Iraq and Afghanistan. My guest here during this portion of our show, Dr. Joshua L. Gleese, he has written a great new book called Withdrawing Under Fire, Lessons Learned from Islamist Insurgencies. You can get a full information about the book and all about Dr. Gleese, interesting guy who has done a lot of consulting and written a lot, and you can find all about him on our website, which is www.jimbrownusa.com. Dr. Gleese, let me ask you this. You made the point about defining what our goals are, and last week I sat down with Bob Woodward's book, Obama's Wars, and he talked about meeting after meeting after meeting, which Woodward is good at doing. But one of the things they struggled with the entire time, various people in the various meetings would say, well, just what are our goals? And they either couldn't define them, or if they had goals, they seemed to change from month to month. Is that indicative of a lot of approaches we take to war? I mean, when your whole future's at stake, like World War II, obviously your goal is to beat up the bad guys. But how do you define these goals? It's got to be a tough process in laying out goals when you're in a limited skirmish like we have been recently.
Defining the goals are difficult. At the same time, I think it's very critical that before you enter into a conflict, you know what those goals are. I mean, if we had done it correctly, and I think that is a carryover still from the Bush administration, but Obama is very much guilty of it. He had the opportunity to both capitalize upon the assassination of bin Laden and say, look, we've achieved our goals. There's only 50 members of al-Qaeda left in all of Afghanistan. Now, there are tens of thousands of members of the Taliban still there, but we have to keep in mind that the vast majority of those Taliban members are there and considered and align themselves with the Taliban because it's a way of protecting their clan, protecting their family, and getting themselves money. So they're able to turn much easier. That's why I actually advocate in many ways negotiating with the Taliban. I'm not talking about Mullah Omar and all of those crazies, but the vast majority of people that are aligned up with the Taliban are not there for ideological purposes. They're there because they know that the Taliban are going to be there when the U.S. withdraws. And one of the things that I think you need to do when defining your goals is making sure that they're realistic. You have to make sure that they're realistic, and you have to make sure that you set red lines as to what you will do and how you will act if those goals are not met, or if those goals are met, but once you withdraw, they seem to be, losing steam. So in this case, we had a goal, an initial goal, when going into Afghanistan. The problem is that's changed so many times. President Obama talked about not being in there for nation building, but then later on he said, we will need some sort of nation building. And then later on he again said, we're not there to build a new nation. It's never going to be a democracy. And then he's gone and said, we won't negotiate with the Taliban. And then we hear that there are negotiations taking place with the Taliban. So we need a specific goal in mind. I think the goal needs to be relatively simple. It needs to be relatively easy to be able to show that we've justified our reasons for withdrawing. And in this case, it should be that we defeated, for the most part, al-Qaeda. People are very, very scared of saying we defeated al-Qaeda because all you need is one additional attack to take place in the name of al-Qaeda, and then they're going to go and say, you were wrong. Why did you withdraw from Afghanistan? But their main sanctuary today is not in Afghanistan the same way that it was. We have the ability to negotiate our way out, and we can do so either now, when we're in a position of strength, when we still have a lot of troops in Afghanistan, when we've defeated Osama bin Laden, when we've taken out the number two in terms of operations recently. Zawahiri is not a very popular guy in the al-Qaeda movement. Al-Qaeda is no longer the hierarchical organization that we thought of when they existed in 9/11. They're now much more of a movement. We can either try and negotiate a withdrawal now, where we're not seen as a loser, or we can withdraw in the stated 2014-2015, which I think was a mistake to give a specific deadline, because that gives the upper hand to the Taliban.
Yeah, just wait it out. Just wait them out. Yeah. So.
And it's very, so much of this, in many ways, a full counterinsurgency is nation building. It's winning over the population. And for us to win over the population, they have to have trust in us being able to protect them. And when it comes down to it, the Afghanis know, because they're not idiots, they know that if they align themselves with the Americans right now, we're leaving. We said so publicly. Our president did. In 2014, 2014, 2015, we're going to be out of there. And the Taliban are going to remain, and they're not going to forget that they sided with their enemy.
Now, let me tell for our listeners, because a lot of listeners don't know the difference between the Taliban and al-Qaeda. They almost put them in the same group. Tell our listeners the difference between the Taliban, more the political party, and then some members of the Taliban are with al-Qaeda. Would you make that difference for us?
Sure. Al-Qaeda is a terrorist organization. Obviously, it was headed by Osama bin Laden, including most famously during the 9/11 attacks. Its safe haven was in Afghanistan. Afghanistan was ruled by the Taliban Party, and it was more than a party; it was a tribal movement. As all tribal movements tend to dominate that area of the world. So the Taliban is a very strong group of tribes that are a political force. They tend to stand for a lot of what we're against, religious intolerance, lack of freedom for women, so on and so forth. With that said, we've made significant strides in all of those places, and the vast majority of these smaller tribes that align themselves, some of them very powerful, in certain areas they control Afghanistan. There's no central government in that way. It's really a tribal system. And those tribes have aligned themselves in some cases with the Taliban because they offer them additional protections and they offer them money for their people. So if we're able to prod them by giving them incentives to pull away from the Taliban, and they will if they feel that there's security for them, because the Taliban ideology is not particularly popular in most parts of Afghanistan. It's the fear factor that's there, and that's why so many people are aligned with the Taliban today.
I got you. So, well, Doc, it's a subject we could talk about for hours, and it's an important subject because although a lot of our listeners, and I'm one of those, that don't fully understand exactly day in, day out what's taking place, the implications are enormous for our way of life, for our budget, and for our future. And so I'd urge a lot of interested parties out there to read this book. Dr. Joshua Gleese, the book is Withdrawing Under Fire, Lessons Learned from Islamist Insurgencies. Doc, let me ask you one more question. How many, if you had to guess, how many tribes do you think there are they're giving me the signal we're out of time already. Go to our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Get full information about Dr. Gleese. Dr. Gleese, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Take care.
I wanted to ask him how many tribes are there. Must be, got to be 30 or 40,000 tribes. We don't understand how the implications of how all that's organized, but something we got to know more and more about. We're stuck with it. Easy to get in, very difficult to get out. I think that's the point that Dr. Joshua Gleese was making in his book right now. We're going to come back and talk about Alzheimer's and what happens when there's a caregiver and how the caregiver responds to Alzheimer's. Jim Brown right here. Get yourself a fresh cup of coffee.
Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Plant.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, Reverend Pat Robertson, a lot of you see him on television, like the 701 Club, a very well-known prominent minister throughout this country, ran for president back in 1988. But Pat Robertson has made a lot of controversial statements over the years, but he sure does stirred up a hornet's nest here last week, because what he said on the 700 Club program, a caller called in and said that a friend had begun dating other women while his wife lies seriously ill with Alzheimer's. And he justifies it by saying that his wife, as he knows her, has gone. Well, Robertson on television says he agrees with the man, says what he's, here's what Pat Robertson says. What he says basically is correct. I know it sounds cruel, but if he's going to do something, he should divorce her and start all over again. But make sure she has custodial care and somebody's looking after her. Well, a lot of negative reaction came up, particularly from the religious community all over the country. And the comments were not very supportive. They were outraged about kind of, in effect, deserting a loved one in their time of need. You know, you marry for better or for worse. And the question comes up, is it proper to consider divorce when your loved one has Alzheimer's and they no longer recognize you, that you are no longer a factor in their life? Let me tell you a little bit about Alzheimer's. This is becoming a growing problem in this country. More than 5.3 million Americans suffer from the disease, has no cure. Of those people that I mentioned, 500,000 have what they call younger onset Alzheimer's, which is kind of replaced the term early onset. In other words, to describe people diagnosed under 65. One in seven people over the age of 65 have Alzheimer's. Half of everyone over 85 has it. And figures, a think tank group, the Lewin Group, says this number is going to be raised here in the next few years to 13 million people that have Alzheimer's. And you know, if you don't fully understand Alzheimer's, imagine a computer that erases its memory bank
starting with the most recent functions and deleting backwards. That's Alzheimer's. You just continue to forget more and more and more to where your loved one is no longer recognized when you come to visit. And I had a very poignant discussion about this. I want to come back to what Pat Roberts is saying. But Barry Peterson was an Emmy Award CBS journalist. He lives in Denver, Colorado. He's with CBS News. Had a lovely wife who was also a CBS anchor. Her name was Jan Peterson. When she was 55 years old, she was diagnosed with this younger onset Alzheimer's. And she started to go downhill pretty quickly. And then she had a vague recollection that Barry Peterson was someone important in her life. Then she had no memories of their 25-year marriage. And then she didn't know anything about her husband. He was, like I say, he traveled all over the world. If you saw Barry Peterson, you certainly would know who he was. He won, like, the Emmy and any number of major, major awards. Well, finally, she became a stranger. She had becoming a stranger to herself, to him, had no idea of who he was. And so Peterson had kind of the Sophie's choice, if you will, as to what to do. He loved his wife, but she had no memory. And I had him on the show, had Barry Peterson on the show here. In fact, what I'm going to do is, Tom, let me tell my producer, we need to get Barry Peterson back on the show here. I'll try to get him here, if not next week, the following week, because he's written a marvelous book about his struggle with Alzheimer's. I think anybody with Alzheimer's should read. It's called Jan's Story, Love Lost to the Long Goodbye of Alzheimer's. Released about a year ago, and he just laid out exactly what happened in their relationship and how she finally basically left him in terms of memory. Well, apparently some of his family, his children, and even his mother-in-law said, you know, Barry, you've got to get on with your life. You've got to find someone else in your life. You're young. I think Barry today is only like 63 or 64 years old. He said, I can't consider doing that. This is the love of my life. This is the woman I married. It's for better or for worse, and we stay together till we die. But as time went on, he became more and more frustrated, so his decision was this. He did not remarry, but he found a companion. And I think he's living with that companion. And he says he's not going to divorce his wife. That is, his wife, he's going to stay with her. And apparently, the lady friend who he has joined with him, his girlfriend, right now, they kind of gotten together as a family. And apparently when he goes and visits his wife, Jan, his companion goes with them. And they've kind of, in effect, become a family. She goes and recognizes, rather, she does not recognize either one. But at least when they visit regularly, they are a family of three. And his girlfriend has become a caregiver. He says these visits are very hard, but that's how he addressed the situation. So, is Pat Robertson right? Do you agree with Reverend Robertson that in that situation that Barry has the legal right to divorce? I don't think so. I disagree with Reverend Robertson. And by the way, I know Reverend Robertson, and I'll tell you in a minute how I've met him. But I think he's wrong. Maybe Barry Peterson has found the balance. I'd hate to think that I would have no companionship for the rest of my life if my wife basically left me, if she had no recognition of me, there was no physical intimacy, it was everything was just tuned off as she continued to go to deteriorate, and which is, you know, as Barry Peterson said, Alzheimer's disease is the longest goodbye because it lingers for years and years and years. But I just don't think you go that far of divorcing your spouse, and I can see some of the controversy that Bill did. And it was very wicked. I mean, here's Russell Moore, Dean of the School of Theology at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, wrote an article at the Baptist Press. He says, this is more than an embarrassment. This is like cruelty. This is repudiation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is what Reverend Moore wrote. And so, and a lot of vicious comments about Reverend Robertson saying that, you are fully justified. Now, let me tell you what. It was a response that Robert said. I don't think he's saying in every instance you ought to go and divorce your wife. I would think if I had Pat Robertson here to talk to him about it, he would say, look, it's a choice for you. If you feel that you still have a lot of long years to live, particularly if you wanted to have children, now usually if your wife has Alzheimer's, even if she's young at 55 or 60, your time of having children is probably gone. It's not going to, you're not going to have any more children. But if for some reason, you know, that would be an individual decision for you, he wouldn't look down on you, consider yourself in sin if you divorced your wife and then married someone else. I think he said in his comments, you know, you certainly should care for your wife. You certainly should see that she is fully protected and has proper care, and you keep some relationship with her, is what he says. I'd go more with Barry Peterson. I think Barry Peterson has it more on the head in terms of the fact that if you felt it a necessity for emotional and physical comfort, that you would maybe find a companion, you know, if you met one, and then maybe you become a three-way family, you know, that you would go and visit your wife and say, look, I love you, but I love my wife, and I'm not going to divorce her, I'm not going to let her go. If you're comfortable with that, and you want to come with me to visit with her and keep a relationship, or I don't know if she has to come to visit with him, but if it's my wife, I'd certainly want to visit with her all the time and maybe still have that separate relationship. So I think Barry Peterson is right on the money. But I wanted to share that with you because it stirred up a real hornet's nest, as I said, when Reverend Robertson made the comment that he thought it was okay to divorce his spouse if he or she had Alzheimer's and get on with your life. I like Barry Peterson. It's not a question of like. I'm more comfortable with Barry Peterson's decision to find a companion but continue as a three-way family to be caregivers to the spouse that has Alzheimer's. By the way, that book, again, is called a wonderful book, Jan's Story, Love Lost to the Long Goodbye of Alzheimer's, and a marvelous story. We'll get Barry Peterson. I'm going to try to get him next week, and I'll get him the following week because it's a very emotional interview, very poignant, very personal, and I'd like to hear what he says about Pat Robertson's comments, so we'll make it a point to get him on the show. Hey, this is Jim Brown. My show is Jim Brown's Common Sense. You can get full information about our show on our website and some of the guests we've had here today, their books, a lot of fun information, www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Let me get my final cup of coffee. That's not too unhealthy, and we'll come right back with our final segment.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working in homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead-safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. The call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we had a full show here, but there's a full hour and 45 minutes. I hope you're able to spend a good bit of time with us today. Let me tell you a few little things, a little lighter in the final segment we have right here today. I was talking about Reverend Pat Robertson, the hornet's nest he stirred up over his comment that he thought it was proper for someone who was a caregiver to one having Alzheimer's to maybe divorce that individual with Alzheimer's to get on with his or her life and the outcry it caused. I disagree with Reverend Robertson. I don't know if he meant it. I would like to talk to him about it a little bit more. I think I kind of got the impression he's saying that's your choice. I would never make such a choice, and the choice I would make is goes along with the line that we had earlier that was suggested that, you know, if you want to have a companion five, you'd never divorce your wife in a situation like that. Tell you Pat Robertson's story if I can. I don't know how many of you know who Pat Robertson is. In 19, he's got the 700 Club that's on television every day, and a well-known evangelical minister that at one time ran for president back in 1988. He ran for president. That's when George Bush was elected. It turned out that Dole and Bush got into a real hot knockdown drag out, and Bush ended up winning. Initially, Robertson announced for president and had a lot of momentum. He was much more popular then, and his program was more widespread covered then than perhaps it is today. Well, I had met Reverend Robertson at a convention. At the point in time then, I was the Secretary of State of Louisiana, and I'd been to a convention and happened to be at the table with Reverend Robertson. I don't know how I got there, and we had a nice visit, and very pleasant guy, very intelligent fellow. I mean, he's a brilliant, brilliant man, very devoted Christian minister. And so, in any event, we had a nice visit. I got a letter from him afterwards, and his aide had called me a time or two just to touch base because they were trying to build a political foundation in Louisiana. And then I got a call from his aide and then from Reverend Robertson himself. He was having a problem with Reverend Jimmy Swaggart. Now, Jimmy Swaggart is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Jimmy Swaggart back in the 80s was the most renowned, well-known television evangelical minister in the world. I mean, this guy was really big time. He still is today. He lives in Baton Rouge. I happen to know Reverend Swaggart. He's from my hometown of Faraday, Louisiana.
the notorious home of Jerry Lee Lewis. Mickey Gilley was the country singer of the year a few years back. Howard K. Smith, the newscaster, General Claire Chennault of the Fighting Tigers fame. I was one of the lesser knowns from Faraday. In any event, I'd done some legal work for Reverend Schweiger and knew him. Any event, there was a rift between Reverend Robertson running for president and Jimmy Schweiger. I don't know what the rift was about, but they had had some words and weren't getting along. And Reverend Robertson said, could you get Jimmy Schweiger and I together? He won't return my phone calls, and I'd like to get us together to talk. I want to make peace with him. And I'm sure the implicit message of Reverend Robertson is, look, if I'm running for president, I've got the largest evangelical minister in the world on board. It'll be of help. And Schweiger really was at that time. He had his own Air Force. I mean, he was flying. He had more cameras when he went to Brazil in a football stadium to do his ministries than they have on Monday Night Football. I mean, this guy was huge. He had was bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars a year with his own college, his own high school. I mean, really a major force known all over the world. Had like maybe 90 or 100 people in little booths. I went out once to see his studio, who did nothing but translate Reverend Schweiger's ministry into various languages. He was being heard all over the world. In any event, called Reverend Schweiger, and I told him what Reverend said. Oh, I don't want to talk to that fellow. And I said, well, I think maybe you should. I mean, you are both major forces within the Christian community throughout America. I'd urge you to do so. Now, look, I'm kind of thinking, who am I? I'm just this small state official. I'm negotiating between probably the two largest evangelical ministers in the country, and Schweiger being the most important in the world, and who am I to be negotiating between these two fellows? But finally, after a couple of calls, and Schweiger said this, well, look, if Pat Robertson is going to be in town next Thursday or whenever it was, I'm going to be out at a huge rally at an internet denominational church, the Harvest International Church in Louisiana. If he'll come out there, maybe we can meet and talk. So I told that to Reverend Robertson, and Reverend Robertson comes up in his car. I meet him in his car. We go into a private room, and I get Reverend Schweiger's aide, and he comes in. And the two kind of had it out pretty good. I'm sitting there, the three of us in the room, with the two of these giants in the ministry kind of having it out back and forth. They finally got their business together after about an hour of discussion while the crowd is mesmerized and on the edge of its chair waiting to think, are they going to get together? Will they patch up their differences? Will Jimmy Schweiger endorse Reverend Robertson? Reverend Robertson comes up on the stage, and here comes Jimmy Schweiger, and there's wild applause within the church. You know, evangelicals are very emotional people. There's applause, there's singing, there's dancing, and so there's nothing out of the ordinary of the applause that maybe you wouldn't find in some other denomination. So Jimmy Schweiger comes on the stage. They embrace. And Jimmy Schweiger, and the guy is mesmerizing when he speeches. He's really a phenomenal minister. He got up there and mesmerized this crowd, endorsing Pat Robertson for president. So I just shared that little side story with you. I'm this small elected official in the state of Louisiana trying to get these two giants together, and that was my tie. Never talked to Pat Robertson at that time. I'd like to about this Alzheimer's question, because let him clarify it a little bit. I kind of think, knowing him and knowing what he was saying was, it's a choice you make. I would think it's the wrong choice to divorce your spouse. I would not make that choice. I hope most people would not make that choice. I think that's what Reverend Robertson was saying. But we'll try to get him on the show. Let's try to get him here. See if he'll come on and talk about it. Maybe he'll do so. And I'll give it a try. And I definitely want to have the distinguished gentleman I talked to you earlier about, some of the folks who talk about Alzheimer's a little bit, a growing problem. Can you believe that? 15 million people in the next few years may have Alzheimer's. Barry Peterson is a CBS award-winning correspondent I was telling you about, wrote this marvelous book about, and I say marvelous, a very emotional book, very touching book, Jan's story, Love Lost to the Long Goodbye of Alzheimer's. His wife at 55 years old. He loses her at 56, 57. She doesn't even know who he is. Beautiful lady, great correspondent. Such a tragic, tragic story. Barry Peterson wrote this emotional book about it, very open about the fact that finally, by the encouragement of his family and his mother-in-law, his wife's family, he found a companion did not divorce his wife, Jan, still married to her. She's still at a home, and he goes to see her regularly with his companion. That's a decision that he made. So I'm going to try. I'm sure we can get Barry on the phone. He's been on the show before, and I'm going to call him, and either next week or the following week, I'll have Barry Peterson on the show to talk about his updated experiences with Alzheimer's, the growing problem, and how you and I need to deal with it. As I've said before, 85% of all Americans over 85, half of all Americans over 85 end up getting Alzheimer's. So it's something that the odds are that's going to affect us all. We need to know more and more about it. If you want to stay posted on when Barry Peterson is coming on the show and whether I get Reverend Robinson or not, you can go to my website, which is www.jimbrownusa.com. One word, Jim Brown. www.jimbrownusa.com. Put a lot of information up there. What guests are going to be in the show each week. Columns I'm writing. I'm just about to finish a column this week about 10 years after 9/11, about Afghanistan, about Iraq. Some of the things we talked about in the show today and just how we get out of this messy situation. Is it time to leave? And what about the economic cost and the freedom cost, too, of the changing of our world, of our lives? I've pretty much written the article. I'm going to post it this afternoon. It'll be up all this week. It'll be on the GNC website here, gnclive.com, tomorrow. We got a great website here with Genesis Communications, by the way, where there's regular news posted, great columns by the various hosts on this show, Alex Jones and so many of their great hosts on the show, all write columns. You can find it on that GNC website. And again, all my information, my columns, videos. I do a video of this show. I do the video of the week. And have a lot of fun on the site at www.jimbrownusa.com. So hope you'll check it out. A little offbeat news here for you. A little bit. Look at this. A California man is suing in Hilton Hotels. I stay in a lot of Hilton Hotels. Over the 75-cent cost of a copy of USA Today. Fellow says he didn't request the newspaper he found outside his door and later was shocked to find a 75-cent charge on his bill. Harmon accuses Hilton of contributing to a, quote, offensive waste of precious resources and, quote, deforestation by distributing unwanted newspapers. I get those newspapers. I'm staying at a Hilton next week when I'm up in St. Louis. We're going to do the show live from St. Louis next week at our Clear Channel studios up there. Staying at a Hilton hotel. They generally throw USA Today and maybe the local paper. I check my bill. I don't think they charged me for that. I thought it was just a courtesy or a service for you. Most hotels do that. I thought USA kind of gave them away just to encourage their circulation, and that's how the hotels got it. But apparently, this California guy gets a charge in his bill where he didn't even ask for the paper. That's a legitimate complaint. I agree with him on that. Nothing wrong with that. So, hey, we're out of time. JimBrownUSA.com.
Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.